And now our feature presentation.
And now, being recorded at the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo in front of a live studio audience with special guest stars, Norm from Nerditure and Brenner Bear from Twitch. It's the most random show on the internet. It's TBK Live's Live Edition of Live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most random show on the internet, TBK Live. Now, I'm being joined by two very beautiful ladies today. Normally, however, I'd be joined by a guy by the name of Chris Knight. However, he is cosplaying on the floor as the Invisible Man. So if you find him, I'll give you $1,000 out of my pocket right now. So after this show, if you go down there and you find him cosplaying, I'll give you $1,000. Who's all going to try now? Anyone? Seriously, anyone?
And we have takers already.
Huh? I think he's over there. I think he's in Michigan, but that's a whole other argument for another day. Guys, welcome to joining us. We are live at the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo with an audience. Everybody. Yeah. That's an actual freaking audience. Hell yeah. All right, guys. I will tell you that, yeah, normally we're doing this in front of two cats, and I got it. Really quick. And I told you the show's random. To let you know how my morning went, I laid out clothes for today because I was like, hey, yesterday, if anyone saw me, I was running around in a vest and the shirt from A Christmas Story. So, because nerds. And today, I lay out clothes. I'm all excited. Got my vest, got the dress shirt and everything. And I go to get my vest. And my friend Chris's cat's in heat. And Chris's cat pretty much marked its territory, and now I'm no longer engaged to her, and I'm engaged to a cat. So that's going to be fun for me, everybody.
Some things you just can't compete with.
But I will say this. Doesn't talk as much. I love you. Guys, hopefully I win the TARDIS. I'll be sleeping in that as well. Guys, if you are not at the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo, what in the world is wrong with you? So, really quick, let me introduce who I'm with. I'm with my fiance, Ashley.
Hi, guys.
And we are also being joined by Sharon as well, who's dressed as
Wednesday.
She told me I wasn't her friend today, so I don't.
Whatever.
She's dressed as Friday Adams.
Whatever.
Hello, guys.
All right, guys. So what we're going to do for this show is a little different than what we normally do. We have some shtick. We do just random talk. Really quick, how are you guys enjoying the expo?
Oh, it's amazing.
Anything interesting stand out to you?
Well,
besides the guy in the back who built the TARDIS?
Yes.
They're actually giving that thing away. Hey, come on in here. Come on in here. We're going to have random people pop in all through the next 15 minutes. Come on in here and say something.
I've got a seat right beside me.
Huh? Hey, let me ask you a question. If we get you on the show and stuff, does that mean we have a better chance at winning this thing?
No.
Crap.
Have a seat.
Not at all.
Get on the show.
But I already told you, I will build you one for your wedding.
That's right. We're going to have a Doctor Who wedding November 18th. Everyone's invited. How about that?
Which is my birthday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. It is his birthday.
If you can talk into that microphone.
They'll actually be able to hear you.
What is your Norm, right?
Yeah.
So what got you building the nerd furniture?
Funny story. My girlfriend,
does it involve a cat?
No, I've dated a lot of hoes in my life. All right. So it's the truth. A lot of hoes. What's up, hoes?
We Eskimo brothers?
I did. Anyways, I found this really, really amazing chick. Her name is Sarah. She's down there at my booth. She's fantastic. So I was like, what do I get a fantastic girl for Christmas? Hoes are easy. Route 21 was based on hoes. Anyways, so you can edit this later.
We're actually explicitly, we have explicit lyrics on iTunes. We're good.
Okay, we're good. Anyways.
Yeah, we're good.
So Christmas came up, and I was like, what do I get her? Again, hoes are easy. Both to get.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was like, I'm going to build her a TARDIS. She's a giant Whovian, and I was like, I got to do it. Well, she, you know, the relationship was fresh. She was at the house every day. And I'm like trying to build this behind her back, right? So I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And I do like the sleepy face. And so I would go to sleep. Like, literally, I would get in my bed. And she would pull out the driveway, and I'd roll back out of bed, throw my clothes on, and I would go build this TARDIS in the middle of the night. Till like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I put the final coat of paint on at 12:20 Christmas morning.
How long ago was this?
Last year.
Okay, no joke. So, this is not a joke. I actually asked her to marry me on Christmas Day last year as well.
This is like a whole thing.
This is.
This was meant to happen.
This is destiny.
It is. I mean, it's kind of a weird destiny.
But it's destiny.
But things work like that. So I made it for her, right? So I put it in. I have a 1,000 square foot apartment on my house that I changed into my bar, which is now my workshop because that's where I have to build stuff.
Is there still a bar?
Well, I just drink, but not while I'm cutting, because sometimes that's bad.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
But so I made this video of her because I wanted to get her expression, you know. So, like, I stood back in the room and I said, I want to show you something back here. After I got her, like, a sonic screwdriver and I got her, like, all this Doctor Who stuff. And I was like, let me show you something back there. So hers is a bar inside because she likes her wine. I mean, she's not, like, a lush or anything, but she likes her wine. Well, so I make a video of her coming around the corner, and I put inside her, she loves music, so I put she's got a sound bar in there, and so I Bluetoothed my phone to it, and I started to play the sound of the TARDIS, that, it sounds like it's broken.
Right, yeah. Right.
And I had, till I met her, had never watched an episode ever. So I was like, so I did this, and and I had to do my homework. I didn't know there was a TARDIS blue. Like, there's a color.
Yes.
Like, and it's 9:51, just in case.
So, if you guys are going to date a Whovian, this is where you're going to get your present for her.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, right now,
or him,
record
depending.
Player one is pretty cool. But, so I made this video and I posted on Facebook, and she's like in her robe. She was pissed. She's like, I love you, but I am not got no makeup on. I was like, nobody's looking at you, babe. They're looking at the TARDIS, and they're listening to the, oh, my God, this is amazing, and I'm crying thing. You know, not me, her. I mean, I teared up a little bit because I was like, I got it. I did it. Like, this is a gift. Like, I'm getting a gift later. I did what I needed to do. And so then all of a sudden I start getting these messages. Hey, bro, will you build me this? You can do that. Can you do this? Nerdature was born. And we were trying to figure out a name. And I was like, Nerf Herders, not your average nerd furniture. And we were like sitting around. And I was like, and my buddy's like, Nerdature.
That's a great name.
And I was like, holy fuck. That's the name of the company. And then it was it. You know, we just did it.
Hey, it works.
It does. And like, we're shipping all over the country.
It's awesome.
We've met some really great people. And you.
Thank you. I'm somewhere in between great and awesome.
We really have. I mean, we've met a lot of cool people. I've done a lot of cool stuff. And that's actually, the company started out as Nerdature, and we were actually fighting with this 17-year-old girl about the name of the company. She had never, apparently, my friend was not the creator of the name. And
you had a legal battle over it?
Well, it was going to be a legal battle because that was the only way she was going to give it back. And I'm not going to – or let us use it.
Right.
And I'm not going to sue a 17-year-old pretty girl because I will look like a barbarian, you know. And so I'm like
– So you had her knees taken out, didn't you?
No. So we started building the furniture and things were going really good. And I'm like – but I realized there's like this connection between me and my customers. Like it's – sure, we sell stuff at the cons, whatever. I don't go to a con to sell stuff. I go so I can meet people and they can tell me the cool shit they want me to build.
And then you build
like
it.
Right now I'm doing an Optimus Prime bunk bed. It's generation one.
Oh my gosh.
And it's awesome. You know, it's based off the toy.
And it's for a 34-year-old man.
It is actually for a 27-year-old man, but
close enough. I mean,
he's not ashamed. You know, so but I realize there's this connection, right? So it's not just my Nerdature. it's your nerditure. So we named the company My Nerditure, Skip Sue and the 17-year-old girl. And nerditure, you know, just that's why.
You can visit them on the World Wide Web, www.mynerditure.com.
Boom.
I did that on our last show as well, and you didn't even know that.
I didn't.
Yeah, so.
I'm always busy.
You can also find them on Facebook. I looked them up last night and added them, so, yeah.
Or
yep.
You could just find me, Norm Juris, on Facebook. I like friends. Like, what's up?
Or if you're around Pocahontas, look for the big guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Head like Fred Flintstone.
Thank you for joining us, Norm.
Appreciate it. I'm going to go. My girl's like, I came up here to like check on a few things and go get her something to eat. So.
And we brought you in on the show.
Yeah, I'm totally blaming you. But I'll see y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen, the guy who did the nerditure stuff. Really quick, we have someone else in the room. I don't know if you've met her. She is from Canada. She has her own Twitch channel. I got it right this time because apparently earlier I said Twitter like a dumbass. All right, so.
You're a dumbass.
Which is basically the same thing because you're Canadian.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us is Britter Bear. Everybody. Yes.
Yonder, I love it.
Yonder.
And talk closely into the microphone because
can I breathe heavily into it?
If you want.
So you'll be like some of the people who listen to or watch you.
Oh my god, no. I've received some weird videos before. This guy's like, this is how I breathe when I watch you. I was like, oh
god. No. Alright, so tell them a little bit about yourself since you've not. Or for our listeners at home who are like, why we should have been there, but we can't because we're 30,000 miles away.
Well, howdy, my friends. This is how Americans speak, correct? I'm Canadian.
No, I'm just you forgot kidding. Y'all.
No, I'm sorry. Howdy, y'all.
You're good.
My name's Brittany, also known as Britter Bear. I am a Twitch TV streamer as well as the occasional YouTube content creator when I am not too lazy. And yeah, I just stream games, oil painting, and harp music.
Nice. Yeah, the first time I actually watched anything of yours, because Jake, who's been on the show before, was like, you should check out Britter Bear's stuff. And I'm like, oh, I should go to Twitch. No, like an idiot, I go to YouTube, and the first thing I pull up is her with, like, Christmas video playing the harp.
Oh, with the really creepy face.
Yes.
I played Silent Night with, like, antlers on it. I was like,
really weird face. So I'm like, oh, great. What am I getting myself into?
Trolling people is a hobby.
It is kind of fun. Why do you think we do this show? I mean,
it's wonderful.
So what's some of your favorite games to play?
Probably League of Legends. It's like a love-hate relationship. We're kind of on like, we're kind of broken up right now, but I know I'm going to go back to it in a week when my ELO is about to decay, so I kind of have to play. But other than that.
It was like me and my right hand in high school, is what you're saying.
Nice. I don't know how to respond to that.
We just pretend like it didn't happen.
Guys, if you were here last night, really quick, if you guys were here for the Brian O'Halloran panel, I had to say some horrible stuff about myself. So you know what? I don't care anymore.
The ice has been broken. Yeah, other than that, just really Overwatch lately because that game is really fun if you guys are into first-person shooters. But CSGO and COD are just a little bit too serious. It's a really good game, and it still does have a fairly high skill cap depending on what champions you want to play. So it's not like super, super easy, but it's double thumbs up. But sorry.
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to do some live streaming of Pokemon Go? Because I know you're playing it.
I don't have it yet because I'm from
really?
Canada.
What?
But my best friend from Canada has it because she's like, I don't know how.
Thank you, America. Yes.
Actually, so I've been playing vicariously through her. Actually, we were in the hotel and a Pokemon spawned in our room and it was Execute. And we looked on it and it was actually right on my stomach where my ovaries are. And it was really funny. It's actually on my Instagram.
Well, my husband's been playing it and he came into the bedroom the other night and he said, I just want to let you know that while I was in the bathroom, there was a Pokemon that spawned in your bra. And I caught it, so thank you. And I was like, I'm glad I could help you.
Well, apparently before the Brian panel, which I guess, again, I'll go back to, someone caught a Pikachu in the bathroom.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
That's majestic.
And they came out going, we got a freaking Pikachu! And I'm sitting here going, I'm sitting here catching stuff, and I'm like, I'm literally over here working. I'm like, what the hell did you just say? I saw your hand up. What?
Okay. The first time I actually downloaded the app, I went to the bathroom and I found a Krabby.
No.
And I was
like, whoa. Why would that come up?
Public service announcement. If you find Krabby in the bathroom, you might need to get some stuff. You might need to get some things like that. Oh, my goodness. How are you liking America?
Honestly, everything that I've heard about America, because in Canada, there's a stereotype that Americans are a little bit meaner than Canadians. And
hell yeah.
You guys have been the sweetest people I've ever met. And it's been like such...
I'm not just here in Arkansas.
Really? Well, even when we were in Texas, it was really kind. I don't know if Texas is known for being very kind as well. But
they kind of are.
Your southern hospitality.
Yeah.
You're going to see it everywhere.
It's been lovely. It's like home.
This is true. You are in a nerd culture.
But even the random airport people were very kind to me. The one lady didn't accept my compliment to her shoes very well. But.
Because we can't talk to strangers here.
Yes. And I breathe really heavily on them. I did that to him. He was drawing something really nice. I was like, man, that is really good. I'm going to breathe heavily on your face. He's like laughing about it. I actually didn't. He was just like, I'm really scared.
Well, we thank you for joining us. I'm glad you came back up here. Her panel was at 1, everybody. And I think there was like, what, 4 people in here?
Yeah, because we announced it really late.
Yeah, they got here late. So we figured, you know, I'll bring her up for our show. I might bring you back up for something else here in a minute.
That would
be fun. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Britter Bear from Twitch.
Thank you.
I am gonna totally regret this in about 6 minutes. But all right, so if anyone's got a nerd debate question, and I can't play the intro, and I wish I could, you know what? I'll play the intro. I don't care.
Why not?
You know, no one else may hear it, but you guys will hear it. So, and I'm really proud of it because I'm proud of my own stuff because I'm cocky. Really quick, how? Someone talk, please. I gotta do something.
Yeah. Way to put us on the spot.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Way to go.
That's what we need right there. I'm pretty sure last time I was told that the silence was actually kind of a good thing and it was funny. So
silence is funny.
Builds anticipation, though.
Oh,
as long as it's not a hill of silence.
That's true. That's true.
Very good point.
It's the nerd debate. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to actually take nerd debate questions from the people here in the audience. So if you have a question, raise your hand, please. Please, we need at least one. So if you have a nerd debate question, oh, crap. All right, Britter Bear. You take a top. Okay, so I'll give you one of my favorite ones that we've ever done. How many of you know about the show My Little Pony? Friendship is Magic.
Oh.
Everybody's a pony. Yes. They're not, but you'll see.
That's okay. I'm with you. I don't know anything about it either. So.
Really quick story. If you haven't heard the show, we're on the way back from River City Comic Expo, and I bring up this idea of, hey, we should all do a cosplay as My Little Pony. I can go as Pinkie Pie.
And it's all because I have a purple wig that I love, and I don't know what to do with it.
So she's going to be Rarity, and it's going to be great. And we start trying to decide who is going to be
which pony.
Which pony.
So I'm Pinkie Pie, and we decided that she was going to be Fluttershy. And then we were like, oh, my future mother-in-law should be somebody.
This lady over here.
And I was like, she goes, who could I be? And I said, Applejack. All right. And she complained. She's like, I don't want to be Applejack. She's orange. I don't want to wear orange. Nobody wears orange. Who the fuck wears orange?
I said, I don't like orange.
Same thing.
I don't like orange.
Yes. But they don't taste like apples.
Go ahead. But we eat what we like. Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm just
so she complains about the orange. So I'm half asleep anyway because everybody knows how many of you here both days. How many came both days? So you know what it's like not to get sleep in convention time. Yes, what is?
And you should be aware that you should be aware that we did not leave Dallas until 11:30 p.m.
after Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes' podcast,
and then drove straight back to Jonesboro.
With our stops about 9.5-10 hours.
But it didn't help that we had pancakes and we were all half asleep.
Yeah, it was
now horrible.
But don't okay, do it.
So coming back from.
Yes, it was. It was really good.
Coming back from Little Rock, I was like, okay, so she doesn't want to be Applejack. So she's like, I want to be someone else. Who else could I be? And guys, the first pony that comes to my mind is freaking Derpy. And
to which I respond, because I have two kids and they're trying to like educate me about the stuff. I say, I don't think that's a good thing. My kids say Derpy is bad and stupid.
So yeah, so that made me look great in front of the future mother-in-law. So
yay, as an idiot.
And this is now never gonna go away.
Nope, because we brought it up in front of everybody. Okay, so the question is that we proposed at one point is Rainbow Dash, Applejack's Moonshine Runner, and we actually ended up doing a 2.5-hour debate on that, which you can find on iTunes. I think it's episode like 13. So. Huh? Applejack did. Also, we've done debates over if Batman's a mother's boy. Because, honestly, Alfred still makes his bed. Come on.
But he's Batman.
But he doesn't... Batman doesn't even know how to make a damn Hot Pocket.
You can't...
You don't know that.
Bruce Wayne pretty much knows how to fight, and that's it. Like, he does nothing else.
Okay, we can debate this, because Superman just holds it up and that's it. He heats it up in his eyes. You know how to make one either.
But you know what? After Superman heats it up, it's still freaking cold in the middle.
Radiation.
Huh? Ooh, that's true. But not okay. If we're going with the movie version of Bruce Wayne, that's kind of, or the TV version even, it's kind of not. He just took in. Well, the TV version, he took in. Dick Grayson. There we go. Yeah. Good grief. My mind blanked for a minute.
Good job.
Yeah, yeah. In more ways than one.
It is not the Hall of Justice. It is it is Batman and his bitches.
This is very true. So if anyone has a question like that, raise your hand and we will get to it. You are, you're like, I got this. I got this.
Well, all right. It's kind of nerd related. It was something that was brought up last night in the Brian O'Halloran panel on how he said Disney owns Clerks the animated series because of the artwork.
Really quick, Disney also owns Mallrats. They actually own the name Mallrats and they won't give it up. So the actual series title is going to be Mallbrats.
So
that's very unusual. Yeah. Like that that's a very weird.
They won't give up names back.
Ownership.
Yeah.
So I ended up saying this last night. So technically, by that standards, Disney employed drug dealers because Jay and Silent Bob.
Are we gonna go this route? Hey, does it? Yeah.
And Disney also did employ ICP.
They also employed Robert Downey Jr.
Oh.
Still currently do.
Dude,
actually.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
They can employ me for what they pay.
They employ everyone on ABC, if you think about it.
Hold on. Anybody with the name Chris, you're already hired. Okay.
We actually have a Chris downstairs who would probably do that.
No joke. No joke at all. No joke. Huh?
Just call Chris and say, hey, call up Disney, tell him, hi, my name's Chris. And
someone give me my cell phone. Seriously, someone give me my cell phone.
Oh, Lord.
This is actually happening. I'm going to call my co-host's real name is Chris. Hold on.
And he really is in Michigan and missing out on everything.
And he would actually really appreciate this phone call, I believe.
He's, if he starts crying, oh, really quick, let me tell you a story about him. It's story time. So, during Britter Bear's panel earlier today, one of the guys from one of the vendors downstairs, comic book vendors, came up here and was like, hey, Jake wants to know if you'll go halfsies on this, will you take it for Chris? Now, how many people know Vampirella? Two of you! Yay! Three! Four, okay, you don't
You didn't
count.
Raise your hand.
I'm trying to keep my legs from hurting more.
So, you can have a seat.
And then it's hard to get up.
So,
for everybody who's listening, I'm missing a leg, so I have an excuse.
Oh.
He's a really cool dude, by the way. We've been booth mates with him. They're going to be on the show later. We're going to record later on tonight. They're going to be on the show as well. Okay, so Chris is really into comics where they have really huge boobs. I know, right?
There's more.
Yes, wait.
It makes it a little ironic.
It's Bob's for Brazil. Told you I'd do it. Bob's for Brazil. If you weren't up here, I told her I would get that phrase in somehow. So, but he had every comic book he has now has like a cover where the woman has bigger, just big boobs and just scantily clad dress. Now, he keeps buying them and buying them and buying them. Now, the reason this is funny is because Chris doesn't like women. And we're like, what the hell, man? Like, you walk into his apartment, it's just like, huh. I don't know where I'm at right now, but I feel like I almost have to take a shower every time I get ready to leave there, because it's just like, I do. There's pictures of Betty Page. There's pictures of Wonder Woman scantily clad, which, yay. But there's just horrible pictures everywhere. And I'm like, dude.
That just seems counterintuitive.
I know, right?
Yes, exactly.
We're going to find some stuff out. Guys, if you keep listening to the show, he'll be back in August. And we're also going to be doing some live shows at the Paragould Cinema 8 coming up as well.
Nice.
So we'll be doing more on that later. Hey, exclusive.
Woo-hoo. And there is a chance you can get in on that if you do show up.
Okay, so, yes, just like this. Okay, so back to Disney employing drug dealers. Okay. Oh, I'm going to call Chris.
You're going to call Chris.
Yeah.
So back to Disney employing drug dealers. So if I...
And Chris.
Oh, I guess they do. Chris Evans. Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt. This is going to be...
I promise there's been worse. If he'll answer the phone.
Yeah, he probably won't answer.
You can always just leave him a voicemail.
He's probably got his hand in his pants right now, honestly.
Chris Scriver.
Oh, he didn't. Hold on.
Is not available.
Hey, buddy. You are actually, I'm calling you during our panel. Everyone say hi to Chris.
Hey, Chris!
We know you couldn't be here, but man, we miss you. And by the way, I just found out that you can be employed by Disney because your name is Chris. So if you will give them a call, the mouse will employ you. So you can actually... oh boy, yay! They will employ you. So holler at me later, man.
Maybe we'll get lucky and he'll call back.
If he calls back, that's going to be the most magical thing ever. all right, so nerd debate questions. Anyone else got any? Because, I mean...
Well, we were watching Clerks, you know, a day ago, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, apparently, guys, this is the Brian O'Halloran panel part two.
Brian's missing.
About the them blowing up the second Death Star.
Ooh.
All the workers on it.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I do feel it's independent contractors as well. I just feel like it's a bunch of... Honestly, I feel like they were probably plucked in front of the Home Depot, but that's a whole other argument for another day. But I do feel like it's just people who died innocently for a horrible cause of nothing. Because, I mean, honestly, the second Death Star is the biggest waste of time ever.
I agree.
I mean, okay.
Yep.
So, how many people like The Force Awakens?
It was a good movie, but it wasn't Star Wars, okay?
It had the nostalgia kick, which I love.
I agree.
But
I'm going to say this. Thanks for making me watch the fourth one again, damn it! Because, I mean, seriously. I was sitting there like, they're blowing up a bigger Death Star? Oh, hell. I get to go through this again? Crap. I know, right? No, I think it's independent contractors, honestly.
If it's a group agreement that the movie sucked, can we refer to J.J. Abrams as Jar Jar Abrams now?
Actually, I think it might have been Kevin Smith actually said, if this movie sucks, we're going to call you Jar Jar Abrams from now on.
Yeah.
And I've seen mixed reviews on it, but yeah, I hope they do. I thought he did great with Star Trek.
Yes.
The Star Trek movies are phenomenal.
Agreed.
The new Star Wars, I like the new Star Wars movie. I mean, I get this. And we did a whole freaking show to it. We even sat down and watched the freaking holiday special.
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, God. I highly recommend it to anybody that hasn't seen it. It is one of the best movies you can possibly see.
I've not seen
it. Are you drunk?
No.
Have you?
Star Wars. Watch Star Wars Rebels.
Yeah. Oh, the is that one of the cartoons?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cartoons are great. And so are the video games too. I like the stories with those as well. I'm not really much of a gamer.
And they look beautiful.
They do. They do. I actually have no. Chris has a couple action figures that don't have boobs. So that's kind of nice. All right. Any more nerd debate questions? And even if it is Clerks related, I'll take it because I know a lot about that movie too. go ahead.
Undertale.
Yes.
What?
Undertale.
Undertale?
You've never heard of Undertale?
I've never heard of Undertale.
Oh my god.
What?
I'm 31, damn it! All right,
hold on. Let me fill you in here.
Do we need to bring him up?
Yeah, come here. Come here. Take the fourth mic.
Tell us your name.
Please state your name and why you're an alcoholic.
Okay. My name is Ezekiel. I'm an AA. Oh, sorry, wrong place. But anyways, Undertale.
Your real name's Ezekiel?
Yeah, my name is Ezekiel.
My son's name is Zeke, so awesome. Way to go.
Cool.
Appreciate the name.
It's like the second person ever. This is awesome, like biblical proportion awesome. Go ahead. See what I did there, Ezekiel, biblical. Yeah, all right, yeah. Go ahead.
But Undertale was, it was an indie game that was released like last year.
November.
November. So it was almost a year ago. It's like a side scroller.
Oh, I'm in. I'm already in. But if I'm going to play something, I love classic gaming.
But it's not your typical side scroller. Like there's a couple ways to play it. Like they call it the...
Then all of them are wrong.
One of the ways to play it's called the genocide run, where you kill literally everything. Like, oh, you see this thing? It's dead. Like, wow. I'm gonna kill it. Then there's the pacifist run, which is you don't kill, you make friends, and then there's just like, I'm really iffy about both of you, so I'm gonna kill you. I like you, but this thing screwed me over the whole entire time, so you're dead now. So it's like
Grand Theft Auto to me.
That's what, yeah. Sounds like a normal day in some cities to me. But. is it worth checking out?
Like it's $10.
Which what is it on? What
Steam? Steam.
Steam. Okay.
Yeah, so you can play it on your computer.
Okay. Thanks, guy. Look, I will take any suggestions. Like if you tell me to watch something, I'll watch it, and then I'll talk about it on the show. If you tell me to play something, I'll play it. Thanks, guys. Look at this. We have people bonding. This is what we do. All right.
This is what it's all about.
This is what it's all about. Yes.
So,
I know you guys said, "Take care, guys." Thank you for coming. This is Brian O'Halloran's boy band, everybody.
It was right. Wonderful to have you today.
Thank you for coming to the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo, and don't forget to tip your podcaster. All right, so...
Please do not tip the podcaster.
Yes, in the back.
Boba Fett.
Oh.
About Boba Fett, okay.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Ezekiel,
for
right now. Okay.
Is he a bounty hunter or a glorified delivery boy?
Ooh. Ooh, that is a good one. He's an over-glorified UPS guy. I mean, seriously, did he really do anything in the movies? I mean, freaking Han Solo was already there when he was there. No, delivery boy. And by the way, I am so sick and tired of women fangirling over him. I actually had a relationship in high school ruined because of Boba Fett, so I'm not going to say it. Screw that guy!
This is a new story.
He's not a bounty hunter.
I've never seen him actually really do anything.
Except no.
Yeah. Oh no. Let me tell you something. The guy who does, he has argued. He's like, he's still alive. I'm like, no. Disney threw all that out.
Yeah.
Disney threw out all the books. Disney threw out everything Star Wars. Thank you for joining, guys. Yeah, we're just gonna.
Disney threw out basically. Went out like a bitch and they're still using.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And the Sarlacc pit, I do.
Come on up here. Come on up here.
They throw in the expanded universe, but they keep throwing stuff in.
Oh, who's excited for the Boba Fett movie? No. No.
Apparently they're supposed to be making a Yoda movie, though.
I'm excited for that. Okay, that's the only good... Years, okay, but... really quick, and people will hate me. I'm going... Oh, I might actually shoot myself for this. I want to rank all the Star Wars movies.
Okay.
Let's do this. The worst film is Attack of the Clones. Because any movie that can mimic Twilight and has lightsabers should never be in any sort of fandom ever. The only good part about that movie was Yoda.
Yes.
So, everyone agree on that one?
Agree.
Awesome. The next one is The Phantom Menace. And look, that movie is not as bad as everyone thinks it is. It's terrible. But name one origin that is not terrible.
That's true. What?
That's true.
All right. So then the next one, and this is where I'm going to get killed, is Return of the Jedi.
What?
Yeah.
You know there's an armory downstairs.
I do. And my reason for this, okay, look, and it's kind of Randall's reason, or Dante's reason in Clerks, it's just a bunch of Muppets. Oh. And I freaking hate Ewoks. I'm not going to lie to you.
You didn't like Ewoks?
I didn't like Ewoks.
Oh, I take it you never watched the Ewoks
special. No, I have seen the Ewok special. And look, I need something. Like, I had to drink during that. By the way, what's your name?
Renee,
welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You can download our show on thebuzzcomagazine.com or on iTunes. Just search TBK Live. Okay, there you go. I had to get that out since you guys are here. Then the next one I put is episode 3. And only because it was the first one I actually got to see in theater. So that's kind of one of those, I'm 31. I was at that age where I was too young to go to see the originals, and I really didn't see the 1 and 2. So, hey, I'll take episode 3 as a consolation. Shit. And then
I saw Star Wars at the theater.
I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, I was 4. I was 4 years old.
When the first one came out?
Yeah.
Wow, welcome.
Really cool.
So how
that's what you wanted to hear.
By the way, that I put the new one at 3, even though I'm not really a fan, but I love the nostalgia, and 2 is the first one. And look, number 1's always going to be Empire. But what's your favorite one of the series?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Thank you. Agreed. See? That's Empire, everybody.
Yes.
And there's no better movie than Empire. I could watch that any given day.
I know. I love it.
You got any other Star Wars questions you got? You and your other half debate? We'll do that real quick.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Mainly Boba Fett is what we debate. We pretty much agree on everything else.
Delivery boy?
We're both pro Han Solo.
Delivery boy?
I mean, there's always the Han Solo versus Luke Skywalker question.
Yeah. Someone proposed to me on a show a while back that the Boba Fett who died is just a clone, and the real Boba Fett's still out there. Guys, if we look, I know everyone's tired. I don't think we need to have that kind of debate. Any more debate topics? Renee, do you have any more?
Mainly, I just like talking about, you know, whether someone is a Luke Skywalker person or a Han Solo person. It's the same thing like with Supernatural. Are you Sam or Dean? It's really that same kind of thing. I'm a Han Solo type.
That's my answer. I am Cass. Yes. I'm not team either Cass. One of them. Yes, Team Cass. No.
I'm Team Car.
Team
Car.
Baby.
Like, wait.
I will also.
Hold on. Car from the show.
This season.
Wait.
Of the car.
No, see, I just thought you made a Knight Rider reference.
No. We agreed Chris is not here.
All right, guys. We have at least another 15 minutes. So, Renee, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, guys. We have. All right, one more.
Come on. What is the worst generation?
Oh!
Dude!
Oh.
Anything after Gen 4?
Jeez. So this will cause the room to split right down the middle, I think.
Yes.
Honest. So this is where I say, coming up, guys, we're going to play a game. I do love the original, and I've tried to stay away from everything since. I will watch. See, I'm not an anime guy, but there's something about like, I'm trying to get into it because A, I want to, you know, be able to make her happy as a husband, but that's all another point. And B, I haven't been able to understand it sometimes, but I remember watching Pokemon. I don't know why. I think it just could be because of the colors. I might have been tripping on something. Whatever. They're cute. They're cuddly. In our academic bowl team, whoever was the worst person of the tournament was the Squirtle of the group. So that made me start watching it. No, it was Squirtle. Yeah, we actually they would put a Squirtle sticker on us if we had a bad day. And people, we had to actually explain this to other teams. You know how great that is? You know how dumb we looked at times? And we were going up against, I'm from Missouri, so the teams we were going up against, it's like Kansas City and Springfield, like big schools. And it's like, haha, the little school has a little freaking Pokemon on them. You bastards, nerds. All right, so really quick, we're going to play a game. We're going to play a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire version, but with the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo. So we're going to ask you questions about the convention. If you get all five right, you win a 3-month subscription to Loot Crate. So is anyone excited?
Yeah.
All right, so here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to ask a question if anyone has seen a movie.
I've seen a movie.
Thank you, Captain Smartass. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy will be here all weekend. Actually, his panel's next after us. So I don't know if he needs a moderator, but I might be here for that one as well. All right, really quick. I'm going to ask you if you guys have seen this movie. And if someone has, and I want you to be honest because I'm going to ask you a couple of characters' names if you actually have seen it. There's the worst movie ever made.
Twilight.
No. No. Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
It was the first Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, if you think about it.
Oh.
There's a 1984 version of The Punisher with Dolph Lundgren.
Oh. There's an earlier version of Spider-Man.
There you go.
And Captain America.
Yeah, the Captain America one's bad. All right. Has anyone seen the movie Manos, The Hands of Fate?
What?
There we go. No, it's like, what? Anyone? Anyone? Okay, so now I got to do this. Okay, so raise your hand if you want to play. Seriously, guys, we're really giving away. Yeah, you know, I was going to do the Manos, The Hands of Fate because no one ever sees that movie. And we're going to play, we're going to do Who Wants to Win a Happy. We were going to do Fandom Feud, but we didn't have time to put that all together because if you haven't seen me, I've been running around so much that I've lost 40 pounds. I used to weigh like 200 or 350 pounds. I have lost a small teenager. Okay, here we go. All right, raise your hand if you're in. Who? You in the very back.
Yes.
We're picking you.
For what?
The game.
Come on.
Come on.
All the way up.
You know why I picked you? Because you were in the very back. Yes.
God, it's high school all over again.
I know, right?
Don't just fall in. So,
this is gonna go great.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
No.
I'm gonna ask you three questions.
Oh God.
Yeah. Over stuff from the convention. Mm-hmm. Have you been on the floor? Walked around?
Today.
Yeah. Okay. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Can you tell us what your name is?
Yeah. Let's start there.
Oh, I'm Nikki.
Welcome to the show, Nikki. Everybody, welcome Nikki. Yay.
I got the first question right. Yeah. Two more.
All right. I'll give that to you. She just won a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'll give you a T-shirt on that. Seriously. You just...
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'll give you a T-shirt.
Okay.
See? See? No. If I take off this shirt and the light hits me just right, all of you will be blind. I mean...
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, apparently his fiance does.
That's me.
She zinged us! Yes! Alright, so here we go. Question number one. Santiago Cirillo played Julio on what TV series? Santiago Cirillo, who's a guest here at the convention.
Mm-hmm. Hiya!
That guy.
Yeah. Oh, the really loud guy downstairs?
Yes.
Yes.
Played Julio.
Very nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, but I can hear him like all the way from outside.
That this is true. He's really...
He's a lot of fun if you talk to him.
He's also going to be on the show as well.
Oh.
In the next couple of weeks.
We'll be grabbing him later.
Okay. So he played Julio on what TV series? And you get multiple choice. So hold on. Okay. You're good. A... Multiple choice, because it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I have to give him multiple choice.
Can she phone a friend?
She has the Ask the Audience option.
Okay.
But you definitely want to ask the author.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey.
I've never even heard of him before I came to this convention, so.
Then you definitely want to ask Nikki, you definitely
need to ask
the audience.
Can we just let him
if you're not seat? Actually sitting in the audience, you do
we're
not count.
Yes. And boom. All right, really quick. Here we go. A, Batman the 66 television series.
That didn't even sound right.
B, Knight Rider.
No.
C, maybe. Spawn the TV series.
There was one of those?
It was a cartoon. Or D, The Walking Dead.
I never seen The Walking Dead because I hate zombies, so. Anyway. Oh, wait. Did I just start a debate or something?
Yeah.
I hate zombies, love vampires, cannot stand Twilight. So.
Okay. That's logic. Okay, that's good enough. Okay, that's fair.
Let's just ask. Were you a True Blood fan?
Eh.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so what's the answer? You're gonna, she's going to ask the audience, everybody.
Santiago Cirillo was a very good friend of mine. He was on The Walking Dead Season 4 playing Julio.
Oh, I kind of sort of guessed Walking Dead because I kind of saw it pass by the poster so many times.
But she did not pay attention.
I did not
Santiago,
pay attention off the top. Because every time I would walk right by, he'd get really loud, and I was just like, no.
To be honest, he likes women, so.
Yes. That might be true.
He actually kissed my future mother-in-law.
More than once.
So guess who my new father-in-law could be? No, I'm kidding. All right, so what's your answer?
Walking Dead.
Is that your final answer?
Final.
You've just won another prize.
Yay!
Which is actually the 1966 Batman TV theme, TV vinyl, and a record player.
Oh, that's
neat!
Awesome.
I actually have a record player.
It is a bat.
Wait. She has a record player.
She has a record player?
She has a record player.
Awesome. Yeah, you won this one.
Oh, I got
it's a Superman record player and a Batman record.
Wow, you just had to.
And here they come.
Here they come! Ladies and gentlemen, Jake Alexander.
I have good timing, don't I?
You do.
I'm like, I don't know if Richard needs these.
I need this one.
You need that one.
I need this one because I'm going to give that one away to someone else.
Yeah, and the Batman 66 album is downstairs at our booth.
We
now,
catch you later.
All right, so we have two questions down because I'll give you the name one. All right, so here we go. Final question. Brian O'Halloran was a clerk in what movie?
The Clerks.
You do realize we were going to give her the prizes, right? Because, I mean, I just want you to know when we normally do this, no one wins.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No. Oh, well. When I do games, we make it to where no one wins.
Yeah, they're not very much fun to play.
But we never bring people on to play them. So that's kind of where we're like,
the
we're just going to.
The guest always wins.
The host always wins.
It's true.
No, it's basically.
Co-host, I said guest.
No, even the co-hosts lose. No. The only person. No, you know who the winners are of those? The people listening, because I'm a dick. So that's what it is. And the movie is?
Clerks.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You just won a 3-month subscription to Loot Crate.
Yay! My boyfriend will love that.
So I'll get all your information, and if you go downstairs after this, the TBK Magazine booth, the first one when you walk into the door,
uh-huh.
We'll get all your stuff there.
Yay!
And, hey, let's give this thing away.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do we really want to give this away?
Yeah, but you know what we're going to put with that?
What?
The Superman soundtrack on vinyl.
You monster!
Because, again, I'm a dick.
A giant. Some men just want to watch the world burn.
And I am that man. All right.
You're one of those assholes that when you're drinking, you take the Coca-Cola lid and you put it on the whiskey bottle and the whiskey lid on the Coke. So when you go to grab the Coke, you spill it all over the goddamn place. Sorry. I have a mouth. It's a family-friendly event.
I'm that jerk that drinks Pepsi out of a Coke glass. I'm that guy. All right.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't wipe the seat when he tinkles all over the commode seat.
And I do it sitting down. All right, so.
What?
Yes, thank you.
You know what? We're going to give away two more record players to the people in the crowd. Let me go grab them.
We got more?
Yeah.
We got more.
We don't have vinyls, but do you have. Nikki, thank you for joining us. I will get all your info afterwards. We good?
I'm gonna be here for a while.
Okay.
My boyfriend runs the nurture booth.
Oh! Well played! Well played!
Hold on a second. If I would have known that.
That's your fault, Nick.
That is. He helps set it up. Wait, which one is he?
Sherman.
Okay.
Oh, so it's not the guy we had on. Okay.
It's the other one.
Norm. If you're talking about Devin, he's a dick.
No, we had Norm.
No, but you didn't get a TARDIS for Christmas.
Oh, heck no.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just tell you something. My sphincter just went like this. All right. You got two more record players? Set up the fourth mic real quick. Set the fourth mic.
Well, put the chair down.
We got like five more minutes.
Huh?
We got like 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Before their panel begins.
All right.
Oh, is it just going to be you? She's not going to come up here? Oh.
Headache.
All right, yeah, so.
Go down there and give her, oh.
What are you cosplaying as?
Mana from Yu-Gi-Oh.
OC.
No, turn them down.
Please join us in the OC. Season 9, come back.
That's win.
Calm down, people.
Season 5. Sorry. Sorry, this is typical debate at school.
Yeah. If you're with us, it's a typical normal day thing.
I didn't want to.
I'm going to give her a record player.
Whoever can answer this question.
Hold on. I'm giving her one of them.
Okay.
Because she cosplayed, it was the first one that caught me. I was like.
Nice. I was
going to be Superboy today, but
you didn't. And that's what counts.
The fun part is that this kind of goes with my name, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So we got two more.
What's your name?
Fantasy Starcraft. That is my legit born name.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
You can ask
all of them.
That's amazing.
I'm just going to apologize now. That is the coolest thing that's happened all day. Like, that's amazing.
That is awesome.
My dad was a really big nerd.
She deserves that record play.
Awesome.
We also have the soundtrack to the Superman movie to go with that. So we have two more of those?
Sounds like we need to give her dad a record player.
No joke. So, or you bring him on the show.
And for those of you that could not hear her name.
Her name was, did you say Fantasy Starcraft?
Yeah.
That really is the coolest name ever.
I'm named after Final Fantasy Star in Starcraft.
Nice.
If you think about it, Norm from Nerdature,
yeah.
His son's name is Memphis Reigns.
Yes.
So that's
Memphis Reigns Jurors. Memphis Rangers.
Yes.
Sounds like a
baseball team. My name's just Richard.
That's even cooler.
Jeez. What do you want to do? Question?
Right. So we got two more record players, right?
Right.
Right.
How many of y'all actually read comics or have an extensive comic knowledge?
Very few people. We have three and a half.
We're going to give a really hard question. It won't be too hard. Okay, maybe it'd be too hard.
Just do it.
All right. For the Batman record player, because this will go out to a deserving Batman fan, who created the Joker in 1942? Oh, actually, it's 1941.
You can't even get the year right.
Yeah. I know the creator, though.
There you go.
Who is the creator of it, of the Joker? No Google.
Hey.
Who?
It was not Bob Kane. He took credit for it, but he did not actually create the Joker.
That's actually, but she did have a good guess.
Yes.
So if nobody get a correct answer.
She will get it.
Anybody?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Anyone got? Are you Googling it? I swear to goodness.
Can I venture a guess? But I'm not sure. I'm gonna venture a guess. Bill King.
You're close, but the correct answer is Bill Finger.
I just remember my last name.
He actually did a lot of Batman stuff and did not get credit for it. Bob Kane's like, nope, I did it.
So I think she gets the record player.
Yes.
Yep, she does.
Come on down.
Come on, yeah.
I love that.
Do we have a Superman?
We have one more Superman record player.
Who would have thought you guys would have come to a podcast panel and got free stuff? I mean, seriously.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The last one.
And our last prize.
Fabulous prizes. All right, do you want to come up? Do you have another one, or do you want me to come up with this?
Go ahead.
Do.
Go ahead, because I hate Superman. I give up the good record players already.
Don't tell Santiago that.
You should definitely go tell him that.
All right. Let me go with somewhat of an easy one. You cannot answer this because you're only... Yeah, no. You're ineligible. All right. Who played Superman on The New Adventures of Lois and Clark? First person to raise their hand and get the answer.
Who cares?
You can't win both of them. Anyone? Anyone? Wow. Hey, you know what this tells me?
What?
No Dean Cain next year.
Oh, yeah.
Answer that question.
See, I could have answered.
I know.
You're ineligible, too.
No, I'm sitting over here.
I'm trying to think of good Superman questions.
Everybody up here knew the answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so. That just makes me feel old.
Literally, the only thing I know about Superman is that at one point they wanted Nicolas Cage to play Superman.
Oh.
Oh.
So intense. Originally, Superman couldn't fly.
He was also supposed to fight a giant spider.
True.
Do you know who they had working on that movie?
Kevin Smith.
That was not a...
No. Oh!
Hey, where'd he go?
I already know. Wait.
Wait.
Hold on. You guys yesterday came up here for which panel? Yeah, all three of you.
Santiago.
Yeah. And Santiago moved his panel downstairs. They were also up here for like two of the comic ones as well.
The first one.
The first. Timothy Limbs.
I couldn't find him.
Whoever. Whichever one of you won.
Congratulations.
You guys were amazing. Yes.
Make sure you show them Santiago.
Guys, we're going to wrap this up. Jake, you know, thank you for putting this on. Seriously.
You're welcome.
And thank you for letting us help.
Thanks for partnering with me.
Yeah, guys, we're going to make things. Yeah. I don't even know what to say at this point.
This area needs a lot more, so we're going to combine our companies together and make a big menage a trois of entertainment that...
Ladies and gentlemen, menage a trois means three.
that you don't have to get uberly drunk and caked out on ecstasy to, you know, enjoy.
But it is fun.
It is fun. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, No!
Ladies and gentlemen, on that note, Jake, thank you. Everybody thank Jake and Alexander for everything he's done. Guys, thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome.
Even though you guys didn't say much. But you know what? You are pretty to look at, and you're better to look at than me. So, seriously.
That did not take much.
How many of y'all actually listen to the Buzzkill, our podcast?
I think part of these people just heard it for the first time.
Yeah.
I think most of them did, but hopefully they're all going to go home and, you know, listen to some more.
I've never even heard of you guys.
Not today.
Me either.
We're not very known in the area, but we actually started averaging about 4 million people coming to the site a month. And this is why we've started growing a base, and we want to make our base where our home is. So that's why we are here as well. So, guys, if you haven't been to our booth, and seen the squirrel, go there as soon as this is over. The squirrel story real quick is my mom gave me the squirrel before she passed away with Alzheimer's. He became our mascot, and anytime we get a picture of a celebrity with our squirrel, we donate money to the Alzheimer's organization to help fund and do some research for Alzheimer's. So, guys, that's what we do. That's going to wrap up this edition of TBK Live. Guys, I'm going to end this show like I do every other show. We even called Chris, by the way. We're going to end this show like every other show. Torgo. I can't believe we're getting ready to sing in front of people. Torgo. Take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.
Take me home tonight. I don't want to let you go. See, see the light. Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a